We're up to Siman Tafrei Shain Vav, Si'if He. Yaschil Lahadlik Belel Rishon B'ner HaYosei Yamini. The first night, you light the candle that's the most to the right, on the right side of the menorah. U'Belel Sheini, Kishe Yosef Ner Echad Samuch Lo, Yaschil B'Varach HaHanosaf, She'osher Smoli, K'dei L'Hafnos Liyamin. And the second night, when you put in two candles, you light the left candle first, and then the right candle, because the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you're supposed to always turn to the right. Chazal say, Kol pino sha tapone, lo yeh el derech yamin. So therefore, you want to always be turning to the right, moving towards the right. So you go the left one first, the newest candle you light first, and then you turn more to the right. As Shulchan Aruch says, you're always tamid mevarach al hanosaf, shemor al hanes. The new candle teaches, symbolizes, there was another day of miracle. So the new candle, the first candle you're lighting, that's the new candle for tonight, reflects, tonight was also a miracle. There was one day of miracle, 2 days of miracle, up to 8 days of miracle, and every new day added to the miracle, so that's why you light the newest candle first, and then you move towards the right. And that's the standard minhag. Now, when you're lighting by the doorway, so it's best if the candle is within a tefach of the doorway. So the way it normally works is, when you set up your menorah, so the candle on the right side of the menorah is within a tefach of the doorway. So now, when you have a few candles there, it could be that the candle you're lighting first isn't really exactly within a tefach of the doorway. So we hold your yotze for sure. But there are those that hold that no, you should light the candle that's nearest to the doorway first. So you would light the right candle first, which is within a tefach of the door, and then continue lighting and moving towards the left. The Mishnah Berurah says either way is acceptable, but the standard practice is we light the candle on the left first, and then move to the right. And yes, the first candle you're lighting might not be exactly within the tefach of the doorway. But since we hold that it's all one menorah, it's all one lighting together, so we hold that that is considered within a tefach, the menorah is within a tefach itself, all the candles together as one unit, and we hold that it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, ideally, if possible, to light the menorah actually within the doorway itself. If you have the menorah within the doorway itself, so then all the candles are within the tefach. And some people would try to do that. Oh, one more idea that the Mishnah Berurah mentions here. He says, when you're lighting the menorah, so you're lighting the left candle first, moving towards the right, he says, Yarchich etz atzmo litzatzmo. You should move yourself to the left side of the menorah, be'ez hadlaka, kidei sheyifka bo tchila. The first candle you want your hand to reach towards is the one you're going to light. And you don't want to pass over a mitzvah. You're not supposed to pass over the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So let's say there are four, it's the fourth night. You're going to light the left candle, and then second, third, fourth, moving to the right. If you're standing to the right of the menorah, try to picture this, and you're going to light the candle on the left side a little bit, then when you're holding the shamash to light the candles, you're going to be passing over the candles on the right to get to the first candle you're lighting on the left. And that's a problem of Ein Rabbi and Ala Mitzvahs. You're passing over a chance to do a mitzvah. You shouldn't do that. So you should try to stand on the left side. Try to stand on the left side of the menorah. So the first candle that you hit is the first candle that you come in contact with as you reach out your hand, is the one on the left. You can't always do this. Sometimes the way the menorah is situated, it's impossible. But if you can, you should do this. This comes up in other places. There's a minhag that on Friday night, when you make hamotzi on the two challahs, the challah you cut first is the bottom challah, and Shabbos morning is the top challah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, when you're holding the two challahs Friday night, so if you just hold them one on top of the other, then you're sort of pushing away the top one to cut the bottom one. That's like passing over a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends that you hold the bottom challah slightly towards you, as if it's sticking out towards you a little. So you're holding one on top of the other, but the bottom challah is closer to the person, then you avoid this problem of Ein Mavirin al HaMitzvos. Okay, we'll stop.